Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Caitlin Brunston, Associate Editor at eBizQ. Today I am speaking with Colin Rowland, Senior Vice President of Operations at Optier. Colin, thank you for joining me today.
Pleasure.
Today we will be discussing decluttering IT through the growing complexity of IT departments. Colin will offer guidance on what businesses need for their IT departments to be able to assess quickly where problems are and how to avoid them. So, Colin, I'm just going to dive right in. What are the big challenges facing IT departments today?
Well, that's a big question, but cost is the obvious answer. I think everybody's seen the continuous need to tighten the belt against a backdrop of needing to deliver new and improved services. There's no doubt about that, of course, driven by mostly by the economy. But another great challenge we see is agility. But let's step back and think about what IT is in its purest form, and I'll explain why agility is an issue. So if we think about what IT delivers, it's responsible for delivering automated business processes. These business processes are built on applications which underpin everything the business does. It could be trading, customer interaction, online retailing, accounting. In fact, all of the areas that business have an IT function to support it. So the business needs to be agile. They need to grow. They need to innovate. They need to take new services to market to continue to be competitive or even just to improve the way they operate. IT is in the critical path and therefore needs to be agile to keep up with the pace. An example here would be a bank or a telco looking to bring new products to market. The faster they bring them to market, the more valuable they are, and thus the need for agility within IT.
Why is agility such an issue for IT?
Simply because IT has been built up over the years with layers upon layers of technology. They've never had really the chance to completely have a greenfield and start all over again. The technology that they have in place that has been built up over years is as deep as it is wide. There's a depth in technology, for example, networking, mainframes, servers, middleware, applications, security. On top of all this, there's a plethora of management tools for all the silos mentioned. Because these silos are so deep and so technical, organizations have been structured in a way to support them, making the organizations themselves very siloed in their nature. This causes immense problems when things fail and organizations need to find where the issues are. If they have this siloed approach, they don't see things across the organizations. And what happens is all hands calls are a regular occurrence in IT organizations. People from multiple silos meet, they'll dial into a number to try and isolate where a problem is. And all these people are is concerned with their own domain, and quite often it's a blame game of trying to determine where the problem is. All hands calls are a regular occurrence in IT organizations. People from multiple silos meet or dial in to isolate issues to a particular domain, and this is a very expensive process. I speak to many organizations who have no visibility of how a transaction, which in effect is the customer experience, travels through their organization. Many of these organizations have stitched multiple applications together, thus compounding the problem.
How can IT departments cut through the clutter and resolve problems more effectively? Is there another approach to the siloed approach you discussed?
Absolutely, there is. So by monitoring all transactions across all tiers all the time, organizations can now understand the real performance of their business applications. This is the only way to break down the silos, is to follow the path of the transaction. It's the transaction that crosses all of these silos and gives a real picture of the customer experience down to detail of what's actually happening. In doing so, they have a much better understanding of the systems, the architecture, the application, how it's deployed, and thus that helps them to be more agile by having a true understanding. I've been to customers before now who have tried to look at how they've got their end-to-end visibility, and I've seen organizations putting post-its on wall, posting it together, showing pictures of how they think it hangs together. And of course, if they do that, a couple of weeks later when changes are made, it's all out of date. So they've never really had this ongoing ability to see end-to-end transaction performance. Of course, using this technology will also allow them to avoid outages because you're able to see issues before they actually happen. Then, of course, remove this expensive process that we talked about before with all hands calls. And, of course, have the ability to improve the ongoing performance, which is very critical. This type of technology will also breathe new life into SLAs. I think every company has had SLAs in the past, and, you know, if most of them, if they were honest, would say, we wrote up the SLAs and then they went in the drawer never to come out again. Why is that? Because generally the SLAs whilst they have good intentions, and some of them have good numbers on them, for example, 99.99% availability. But those availability numbers are based on meaningless metrics to the business. So it might be that it's based on the network tool that's giving them that information, and that doesn't give them the real performance of their application experience. So the business is interested in transactions. IT is interested in transactions. So now SLAs can be made about transaction performance. For example, how long should it take for a customer to log into account? How long will it take to move money from A to B? These are real business metrics that IT needs to deliver. So business transaction, in effect, is bringing features that deliver real business benefits.
Can you please tell us a little bit about Optier?
Of course, I'd be delighted to. So Optier is a fast-growing software company delivering business transaction management solutions that allow IT application owners to take control over service availability. We do this managing every step of every transaction along the way. This gives organizations insight that they've never had before. It's a big statement to say, but many of our customers deployed business transactions. Outages are a thing of the past. So these all-hands calls are a thing of the past. We're able to really help them improve these service levels. Our customers continually tell us that the visibility and control they have with Optier BTM is unparalleled to anything they've seen before, and boy, do I like hearing that. Expanding on that, well, we've recently introduced a market entry solution for BTM. We're calling it EM Plus, meaning end user management plus some extra capability. Let me tell you a little bit more about that. With EM Plus, in a matter of days, IT organizations can gain the visibility of end user experience and this first stage insight into the data center. Really, I mean, just in days, you can get the picture of the experience of the end user and what's happening, what's going on. Benefits, obviously, are early warning of issues. You want to hear about these issues before the customers are calling you, telling you that they're issues. And in doing that, you're getting an understanding of the overall application behavior. So in summary, business transaction management is the way forward to assist in IT agility and service delivery.
Well, I think that sounds like a very useful product. And I would like to thank Colin Rowland, Senior Vice President of Operations at Optier, for today's podcast. Thank you, Colin.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, EbizQ listeners, for joining us.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.